This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 65 in Carborough, partly sunny today. Nice day on the way. High today in the middle 80s. It's a slight chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, but today is going to be absolutely beautiful. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for columnist, former U.S. Senate candidate, and host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV, D.G. Martin's public television show that has no political aspect to it, to be pulled because of a column written entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
I don't think it'll have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things, as it has brought attention to a column Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asks, where's it going?
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of a column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelboro.com, in which he calls Martin's Nazi comments out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC TV's programming or even on his show on WCHL, Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in his column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview I had with D.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News and for links to all the articles mentioned in this story, you can view this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Not only is D.G. Martin the host of Who's Talking here on WCHL, but you can also hear him Wednesday and Friday mornings right here on the WCHL Morning News with D.G. Martin's Notebook. Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. Horace Williams Airport is not going to close in spite of all the media attention that was given to an item inserted as a rider in the budget bill that called for it to close on August 1st. The consensus in the legislature is that the item was placed in the House budget bill as a bargaining chip with Senate Rule Chairman Tom Apodaca, who has a reputation as a strong defender of the University Airport. WCHL reached out to members of the Senate and House Appropriations Committee, but members were not forthcoming with additional information. There is currently no scheduled date for the closing of the airport. UNC has planned to close it since 2002 to make room for Carolina North. Of course, Carolina North has been delayed somewhat. UNC previously had a greater involvement with Horace Williams when it was used as part of the Area Health Education Center's MedAir program, otherwise known as AHEC, to fly doctors to inaccessible parts of the state. In 2011, the site of the MedAir program was changed to Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Horace Williams is also the source of local weather data for the National Weather Service. Terry Hudgens, observing program leader for the Raleigh Weather Forecast Office, says the Weather Service has a co-op weather observer site in Chapel Hill that records precipitation levels and maximum and minimum weather that they could use instead of Horace Williams in the event that the airport closes.
That won't include winds or anything like that, but it would be one source of some weather data that we would be able to get.
Hudgens says there are also volunteer weather observers who are across the counties that can give precipitation data as well as storm reports for our immediate area.
It's a collaborative system for rain, hail, and snow, so the different types of precip.
Horace Williams Airport was one of the first airfields in the state and was bought by UNC in 1940. In 2012, the airport had a net cost to taxpayers of $68,319. The restrictions at the airport only allow for planes that weigh at most 12,500 pounds. The restrictions also ban Stage 1 aircraft and any aircraft generating more than 85 decibels at 100 feet altitude. These regulations, including a change to limit the runway to only 4,000 feet, were implemented after a Cessna crash in 1998 at the airport. The last crash in the Horace Williams Airport was in 2010 when a plane crashed trying to land, killing the pilot. We already know what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform in North Carolina, we could soon be paying even more. State and local sales taxes are replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax. WRAL reports this could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset the cost. Russ Nunnally, a rep for Regal Cinemas, says he's concerned for how this will impact theaters like the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, that they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run also.
The measure goes into place next year and will likely increase ticket prices for live concerts, plays, and sporting events, as well as movie theaters. Downtown Raleigh will be a little more quiet as the Moral Monday movement has hit the road for a tour of the state in protest of legislation passed by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-led General Assembly, led by the state NAACP. The first stop is Asheville today for Mountain Moral Monday. Reverend William Barber will be speaking today. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended the demonstrations and 925 people got arrested. Close to 200 of those from right here in Orange County. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. The NAACP also will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. Again, Moral Monday today is actually Mountain Moral Monday, and it will take place in Asheville. WCHL News Time, 7:14. More news coming up in a moment. We will tell you about another local entrepreneur as part of our summer series on young, inspirational business people in Chapel Hill. That is up next on WCHL. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly. People paying attention on their way to work or maybe on their way from work as we start off the work week this week. This day, Monday, I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number you can dial, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again about a half an hour from now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes, crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. It is 63 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 62 in Carrboro. Partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with the more clouds rolling in after midnight. Our overnight low is 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 85. And then tomorrow night, more of the same really. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. And the low tomorrow night, once again, about 65 degrees. So, fairly good weather. Today might be our best day of the entire week.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7:16 at WCHL. We all try to avoid doctor visits as much as we can, but sometimes it's urgent, and we need answers very quickly. UNC graduate Oka Oka developed an innovative software program, Kiona Health, which he says will help you reach your doctor online. As part of our summer series on young entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill, Oka's startup is this week's featured venture from the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have the story.
We actually help the practices to put down the phone so that they could actually focus on the direct patient care. We provide patient with intelligent way to report the symptoms using web and mobile, and we also extract the health history directly from the health record.
Oka says doctors' offices and hospitals are struggling to manage the amounts of calls coming into their clinics now more than ever. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal featuring Keona Health, phone calls to physician practices have increased between 25 and 50% since 2008. This is where Keona Health comes in. The program offloads phone calls onto a clinic's website, tracking and organizing each inquiry, helping the patient report their question.
What we have is something personalized, something very meaningful about you and your healthcare. And every single encounter is reviewed by your own provider before they get back to you.
At 34 years old, Oka graduated from UNC in the spring with a master's in clinical informatics. Continuing his education, though, was not the only reason he came to Chapel Hill. Oka was born in Burma and later moved to Hawaii. When he was 19, he moved to Honolulu to attend the University of Hawaii. Years later, he had the idea for Keona Health, which means God's gracious gift in Hawaiian. He wanted to develop his startup simultaneously while going back to school, so he applied to both UNC and Duke.
Duke accepted me first. And then when I got interviewed at UNC, they're like, hey, you're an entrepreneur. If you come here, we're going to actually nourish your idea of, you know, developing a company. We can get you some fundings from National Institute of Health. And also, you know, we can help you spin up a company from here.
After hearing what Carolina had to offer, he turned Duke down. Oker says former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other leaders from the university greatly influenced his decision to attend Carolina and also impacted the success of Keona Health.
I was just so hooked. I was like, all right, sign me up. And the next day, before you and I started school, we founded a company.
Keona Health then received $150,000 in funding from the NIH and since has received an additional $550,000 from other government grants and early-stage investors. Current partners and customers include UNC Obstetrics and Tulane University. Oker says the company is also in talks with Columbia University Hospital and North Shore LIJ.
All these top leading hospitals in the world that we have in the pipeline. So we're going to be in a different stage, you know, different phase of the company in a few months.
Oker says healthcare is moving into the digital age and he is riding on top of the wave. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:19. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. And sports brought to you this morning by AT&T Wireless. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Carolina held its big Meet the Heels Day on Saturday afternoon in beautiful Keenan Stadium. A lot of Carolina fans were there. The whole family. It was a great event. Tar Heel coach Larry Fedora was there with all of his players, and it was a lot of fun. Opportunity for folks to take pictures and more. We have all of that documented on a photo gallery on chapelboro.com. This morning, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com, to find out more there. And for words from head coach Larry Fedora and some of the players from Carolina's Media Day as well, you can go there, chapelboro.com. North Carolina State, one day behind Carolina in its preparations. The Wolfpack had their first day of training camp on Friday, and they're going through some changes there, too. North Carolina State has less than a month to figure out who's the starting quarterback, leading a no-huddle offense, and adjust to the faster tempo that Dave Doran wants them to run. That sounds very familiar with what Carolina was going through last year. Now, Dave Doran, the new football coach at North Carolina State, Wolfpack has some problems right now with their ground game. They could be without their leading rusher this year, at least for a few games. Sophomore Shadrack Thornton is facing a misdemeanor charge of assault on a female after being arrested back in June. He has a court date set for August 22nd. First-year head coach Doran said he was made aware of the situation, and in June, Thornton was suspended immediately following the news. However, the running back was back with the team this past weekend for State's Media Day and the first weekend of practices. Doran said in a statement that he had to earn his way back into team activities. North Carolina State will kick off its season on August 31st, a couple of days after Carolina opens its season down at South Carolina. The Wolfpack will be taking on Louisiana Tech to open the season. UNC golfer Jackie Chang tees off in the 113th U.S. Women's Amateur beginning today at the Carolina at the Country Club of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. Chang begins play today at 8:30 this morning off the 10th tee, a little over an hour and a half from now. A rising senior for the Tar Heels, Chang was selected to the 2013 All-ACC team. And she's been a three-year starter for Carolina. She played in all 10 of the Tar Heels tournaments this year and has carded 8 top 30 finishes. Her top performances came to the NCAA East Regional and the UCF Challenge, where she tied for 8th. She tied for 9th at the Ruth's Chris Tar Heel Invitational and tied for 14th at both the Liz Murphy Fall Preview and the Cougar Classic. Chang was second of the team with a 73.9 stroke average. She has carded 5 even par rounds and 4 under par rounds, 2 in the 60s. Her low round was 4 under par 68, fired at the first round of the NCAA East Regional played at Auburn University Club. This is the first time the Country Club of Charleston has hosted the U.S. Women's Amateur or any USGA event. 2 rounds of stroke plays will be played today and tomorrow. Match play begins on Wednesday and continues through Sunday with a 36-hole championship final match. And the U.S. Under-21 field hockey national team beat South Africa 4-2 on Sunday. They finished in 7th place at the Junior World Cup in Germany. Emma Bozek and Emily Wold, both rising sophomores at Carolina, were part of the 18-player U.S. roster. Steve Jennings, the U.S. head coach, says, "It's fantastic to close on a win, and we had a great tournament overall. We played some incredible matches. Our losses were to some of the greatest teams in the world, and for many of those games, we were right there for long periods of time. Really couldn't be prouder of this team." Again, that's a direct quote from Steve Jennings, the U.S. head coach. Bozek from Cortland Manor, New York, scored the final U.S. goal against South Africa on a penalty corner in the 68th minute of play. The field included 16 teams. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top 3 most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number 3, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number 2, showed the wrong house. And number 1, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
725 at WCHL, and neglected to mention that Art Chansky also not in today. Art will return on Monday with more editions of Sports Notebook on WCHL. Listen, we know there are quite a few beer lovers out there, especially with such great locally brewed and craft beers in the area. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to choose just one or two. We have a giveaway that's going to make sure you don't have to choose ever again if you're entered into this contest. We hope you are. Deadline was midnight last night. This morning is going to be big because at about 8:45, we're going to choose the grand prize winner. It's a Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway. We're giving one person a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for a whole year. Now, that'll keep the winner and his or her friends hop happy for a long time. Moe's Bottle Shop is located in Hillsboro. It's your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. Entry period ended at midnight last night. We're giving you a number of ways to enter. Folks have been calling in and entering right here on the WCHL Morning News. They've been entering at chapelboro.com left and right on WCHL's Facebook page. And, of course, they've been going to the store at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro to register. And we've had a lot of folks who are very excited about possibly winning this contest. Some of the qualifiers here on WCHL's Morning News: John Turner, Mike Meiswender, Raymond Aylstock got qualified, Monroe White, Steve Friedman also. Again, our grand prize winner to be announced at about 8:45 this morning on WCHL. The Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway. Good luck from all of us here at WCHL.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burger's not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability, it's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
It is 64 degrees in Chapel Hill, 728 WCHL. Quite a dust-up over the weekend over D.G. Martin's column that he wrote that appeared in the local newspapers all over North Carolina. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for D.G. to be removed as host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV. Of course, he didn't say it on Book Watch. He didn't say it here on WCHL. I mean, it was just one of those things, one of those political things that we go through these days. All kinds of tension between Democrats and Republicans these days. And we have that full story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. DG, by the way, says it's not going to change the way he writes. That is on the way on WCHL right after the bottom of the hour.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for an annual vehicle safety and emissions inspection, available now for $15. Get today's deal and go see the friendly professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires and take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection at half the price. The name says tires, and Big Al's Cheap Tires is a great selection. Check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:30 at WCHL, 66 degrees, kind of cool this morning, feels good out there. Partly sunny all day, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Overnight low in the middle 60s. You notice there's no specific mention of any rain anytime today, so should be a really nice day on the way. Now tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. High today about 85 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, again, mostly cloudy after midnight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low tomorrow night in the middle 60s. Today should be an absolutely fantastic day.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Heather Bosch. The axe is about to fall on baseball players who doped.
The official announcement will come today. Major League Baseball is expected to suspend the game's highest paid player, Alex Rodriguez, and a number of other players for violating baseball's performance-enhancing drug policy.
CBS's Steve Futterman reports more than a dozen players, including Tigers shortstop Johnny Peralta and Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz, face penalties.
Rodriguez will receive the stiffest penalty, a suspension through the 2014 season.
But Rodriguez could keep playing while he appeals. CBSSports.com's Danny Nobler.
This could easily drag through much of the remainder of the regular season, depending on how quickly that it can be set up in front of the arbitrator, and depending on how quickly that arbitrator rules.
And Yankee manager Joe Girardi says,
he's in there, and I'm going to play him. That's the latest situation.
Rodriguez is scheduled to play with the Yankees tonight in Chicago. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. I'm just wondering if everybody else is as sick of this baseball doping scandal as I am. Please move on with it and let's get it done. Let's figure it out. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for columnist, former U.S. Senate candidate and host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV for many years, D.G. Martin's public television show that has no political aspect to it, to be pulled because of a column written entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
I don't think it'll have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things, as it has brought attention to a column Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asks, where's it going?
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of a column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelboro.com, in which he calls Martin's Nazi comments out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC TV's programming or even on his show on WCHL, Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in his column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview I had with D.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News and for links to all the articles mentioned in this story, you can view this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you're in the habit of attending Moral Monday events in Raleigh, it's not going to be there today. Downtown Raleigh will be a little more quiet as the Moral Monday movement hits the road for a tour of the state in protest of legislation passed by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-led General Assembly, led by the state NAACP. The first stop today is Asheville for Mountain Moral Monday. Reverend William Barber will be speaking at today's event. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended the demonstrations. The crowds got larger and larger each week. 925 people were arrested. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. The NAACP also will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. Now, once again, this is happening in Asheville today. It's called Mountain Moral Monday. No such event taking place in Raleigh today. We already pay what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform in North Carolina from the General Assembly, we could soon be paying even more for those movie tickets. State and local sales taxes are replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax. According to WRAL, this could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset that cost. Russ Nunnally, a rep for Regal Cinemas, says he's concerned for how this will impact theaters like the Timberline 6 movie theater here in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run off of.
A measure goes into place next year will likely increase ticket prices for live concerts, plays, and sporting events, as well as movie tickets. Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. It's not closing. Horace Williams Airport is not going to close now, in spite of the media attention that was given to an item that was inserted as a rider in the budget bill that called for it to close on August 1st. Didn't happen, not going to happen, not soon. A consensus in the legislature is that the item was placed in the House budget bill as a bargaining chip with Senate Rule Chairman Tom Apodaca, who has a reputation as a strong defender of the UNC airport. WCHL News reached out to members of the Senate and House Appropriations Committee, but members were not forthcoming with any additional information. There's currently no scheduled date for the closure of the airport. The university has planned to close it since 2002 to make room for Carolina North. And, of course, the construction of Carolina North was delayed. The airport has remained open. UNC previously had a greater involvement with Horace Williams when it was used as part of the Area Health Education Center's MedAir program, otherwise known in our community as the AHEC program, to fly doctors to inaccessible parts of the state. In 2011, the site of the MedAir program was changed to RDU. Horace Williams is also the source of local weather data for the National Weather Service. A lot of people probably don't know that. Terry Hudgens, observing program leader for the Raleigh Weather Forecast Office, says the National Weather Service has a co-op weather observer site in Chapel Hill that records precipitation levels and maximum and minimum weather that they could use instead of Horace Williams in the event of a closure.
That won't include winds or anything like that, but it would be one source of some weather data that we would be able to get.
Hudgens says there are also volunteer weather observers that are across the counties that can give precipitation data as well as storm reports for our local area.
It's a collaborative system for rain, hail, and snow, so the different types of precip.
Horace Williams Airport was one of the first airfields in the state. It was bought by the university in 1940. In 2012, the airport had a net cost to taxpayers of just over $68,000. The restrictions at the airport only allow for planes that weigh at most 12,500 pounds. The restrictions also ban Stage 1 aircraft and any aircraft that generates more than 85 decibels at 100 feet altitude. These regulations, including a change to limit the runway to just 4,000 feet, were implemented after a Cessna crash in 1998 at Horace Williams Airport. The last crash there was in 2010 when the plane crashed trying to land, and that killed the pilot. News around town today. You can share your comments and or questions about Orange County's bus service at a number of public outreach meetings all this month hosted by the Orange County Planning and Inspections Department in partnership with Triangle Transit. The meetings will open discussion about options for a new, expanded, and existing bus services outlined in the Orange County Bus and Rail Investment Plan. The purpose of the outreach is to answer questions such as, whom should these services be designed for? Where do people want to go? When do people want to make those trips? And how often should services be provided? For a list of meeting locations, dates, and times, you can view this News Around Town article on our website, chapelboro.com. 740 at WCHL. Coming up, today's commentary on the way from Randy Voller. That'll be followed by What You're Saying in the Street. A lot more this half hour on WCHL. But right now, we have Rand Northam in the studio to tell you all about what's happening at our website, chapelboro.com.
Well, first of all, I've got to say welcome to our newest member of chapelboro.com. Zach Godwin has been our movie reviewer on chapelboro.com for the past little while, and he is joining the crew at WCHL and chapelboro.com. He's going to be a front-end developer as well as doing some other things for us content-wise. He'll, I'm sure, still be doing a movie review, but a big welcome to Zach Godwin today.
Yeah.
Starting his first day.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It'll
make Chapelboro even better.
That's right. Also, Jeff Danner has a new column, a science column, his common science column, as he calls it, up on the oil sands in Alberta, Canada, and some of the troubling environmental concerns with extracting fossil fuels from that area. So you'll want to visit our website in the lifestyle section and our local buzz columns. There's a new gallery up from Watermelon Day at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham. And there are two really compelling commentary guest columns up on Chapelboro right now that have been burning up the discussion boards. There are more than 100 comments on Joe Frierson's Enough is Enough, calling out the News and Observer for what he calls sensationalist reporting on UNC athletics, specifically the Jan Boxall case. And Bernie Reeves, as we've been mentioning this morning, has a commentary up on a response to Gigi Martin's Nazi piece. that has gotten a lot of criticism this week. And it really was great talking to DG this weekend. Appreciate him joining me Saturday morning to talk about that, and had a lot to say. And, you know, supports, you know, stands behind what he says, but is apologetic to, you know, anybody being offended by being called Nazis, because he wasn't saying that. You know, he wanted to make sure that he was clear in that, because that certainly is a touchy area. But, you know, really was great having DG on this weekend, because this has, it's really blown up. But I think more so than he either thinks or wants to think, because we were having that discussion this weekend, too. He was like, no, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I think it's a bigger deal, than maybe he wants it to be.
You know, I read all his responses to that, and it's what strikes me is just such, there's just such venom out there and such hatred, you know, on both sides. I mean, it's just, I don't remember us ever being so polarized.
It's a very polarizing issue. You are right.
It really is sad that people just can't compromise and get along, but, you know, I mean, it's terrible. Yeah. It really is. Interesting that Bernie Reeves came to DG's defense, because Bernie Reeves and DG are just about polar opposites on everything political. But at the same time, they respect each other.
They do.
You know,
and he mentions that in his article. And I do have to say, he comes to his defense, but not completely.
He does a very, I think,
good and fair job to stick with his own beliefs, but then also says, you know, take it easy on DG, though, because he was saying it. He was being opinionated, as everyone has the right to. He wasn't doing it on UNC TV's NC Book Watch, which was called out initially, and that's why GOP Chairman Claude Pope initially said that he should be taken down. He was like, yeah, this is the host of NC Book Watch. This is public, you know, money. This is taxpayers' monies, and that's why he wanted it taken down. But
Bernie Reeves saying,
backing him up and saying, no, this was, you know, he had every right to write this opinion column.
Yeah, and the thing that everybody should remember about Bernie Reeves, while you know, there are a lot of people who disagree with him very much about everything political, but he's a really good writer,
right?
And really expresses himself really well. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, I think he's fair-minded about things and realizes that DG just sees the opposite of what he does, but they still get along.
And that's very, very evident in his article that he wrote on Chapelboro. You really should read it. It's a good read, and he does. He lays it all out there and writes it very well, very concise, mm-hmm. very good.
Hey, well, listen, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again in just a few moments and get another look at traffic.
Sounds good. I do have to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You've been mentioning that North Carolina and South Carolina, the first game of the season, which is true. You've got that right. But if Liberty at Kent State kicks off earlier, just a minute earlier, that could be the first game of the year.
Is that right?
Now, North Carolina, South Carolina, the only game that people are going to be watching on the first day of college football. But or at least of the early games. There's actually a lot of games on that first Thursday.
I didn't realize anybody else was playing that early.
Yeah, 6:00 Liberty at Kent State. A big, you know, barn burner.
I stand corrected.
The Mac versus the, I can't even remember what Liberty's in, so. Yeah,
who knows?
Exciting stuff.
I don't know. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch for pointing out my mistakes.
Certainly.
If you pointed out all my mistakes, you'd be sitting right there in that chair all the time. You wouldn't have a chance
to
do any news.
Not a mistake. You had it right. They kick off at the same time. I'm just saying, if Liberty ends up kicking off a second before North Carolina, South Carolina. we'll try to get the Gamecocks and Tar Heels to kick off right before them.
I'll be watching the Tar Heels.
That sounds good.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch. 7:45 at WCHL. Today's commentary on the way from Randy Voller. That is up next.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Bob, a 91-year-old athletic war veteran looking for a younger woman with a car. Find out if you're Bob's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
The Orange County Public Library in Hillsboro has expanded its hours. The library is now open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 8, Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6, and on Sundays from 12 to 6. Also new, up to 5 DVDs can be checked out at once. Better yet, you can keep the DVDs for 7 days. Stop by the Orange County Public Library and take advantage of the new services and expanded hours. For more information, call 919-245-2525.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. It is 747 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Voller. It is no wonder that thousands of citizens have gathered to express their displeasure and hundreds have been arrested respectfully protesting in the Capitol during this past legislative session. My God, Vlad the Impaler or Dracula would be more merciful to the needs of the citizens of North Carolina than the extreme ideology operating in the General Assembly today. Of course, tinkering with the engine of government, shredding the societal safety net, legislating from the ALEC handbook, and engaging in social engineering projects are a risky proposition even during the best of times, but when our state needs a steady hand on the rudder, there was no need for a hard turn to starboard. From around the state, the chorus is loud and clear on their agenda. Where are the jobs you promised in January 2011, and why are you making our environment less safe, our schools less stellar, our women less free to choose, our communities less robust, our laws less fair, our society less equal, our government less transparent, and our ability to make a difference by voting less likely? That's right. It has been more important to dilute the participation of citizens in their democracy than to invest in North Carolina and burnish its brand and create jobs. So you know what we can do about it? We need to keep supporting Moral Mondays, and as they take the show on the road, gather in your home county and support Moral Mondays in the 13 congressional districts that they'll be gathering in the next few weeks. This is an important movement that shines a light on these ideas and what we need to be doing in our state, and I hope to see you there. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Erin Cullum. Do you have an all-time favorite UNC basketball player? We hit the streets to find out.
Hi, my name's Tim Dannon. I've lived in Chapel Hill for about 30 years now. And Eric Montrose is my favorite player of all time. I've met him a couple times and a very nice guy. Also, he does an awful lot of good for the community. He's just a great guy.
My name is Mark Simpson. I actually live in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but I have a house here in Chapel Hill, and we're here visiting for a few weeks in the summer. My all-time favorite Carolina basketball player is Michael Jordan.
My name is Rhonda Yakupek, and I live in Raleigh. And there are so many awesome Carolina basketball players. Most recently, I'd have to say Hansborough.
My name is Kimberly Eubanks, and I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite player is PJ Harris.
My name is Jennifer Librand. I'm from Chapel Hill, and my all-time favorite UNC basketball player is Tyler Hansborough.
My name is Jennifer Graham. I live in Carrboro. I don't really have a favorite athlete from UNC, although I am a UNC alumni. If I had to choose, I would go way back and say Michael Jordan, because that's the only athlete I paid attention to growing up.
Who's your all-time favorite UNC basketball player?
My name is Wayne Sneed, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. And my all-time UNC basketball team player is David Noel, number 34. That's my cousin as well.
Hi, my name is Tyrell. I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite all-time player is Michael Jordan.
My name is Andy. I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite UNC basketball player of all time is obviously Michael Jordan. He kind of redefined the sport in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up. And without him, I don't think I'd have the same interest in basketball as I do.
I'm Courtney Chase, visiting here in Chapel Hill, and Michael Jordan is my favorite Carolina basketball player.
My name is William Galbraith,
and a question was posed to me, what was my all-time favorite player with the university? I'm sort of partial toward an old player whose name happens to be Charlie Scott.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Oh, my goodness, what a great What You're Saying on the Street question this morning. If I had to pick, it would be hard to pick just one, but if I had to pick three, I could pick three of them for you that stand out for me, that come to my mind right now, that, you know, somebody else may come to my mind later today, and I apologize in advance for that, that I'm not remembering to mention them right now, but the three that I think of right away, Phil Ford, Al Wood, and Sam Perkins. So I don't know. You may have your own favorites, and just a great What You're Saying on the Street question.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by the Carolina Inn. Great things going on at the Carolina Inn, including Fridays in the Front Porch on Fridays at the end of the week. And you can also go to the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar and savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, a guy who has gourmet traffic on WCHL, Rand Northam.
Traffic is gourmet right now. That's a good point. So things are moving smoothly. I-40.
15... It's quite tasty, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'll go out and take a sample. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great job. And we'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. It's going to be nice today, 66 degrees right now. Partly sunny, high today, about 85 degrees. Let's check in now with Wayne Pond on WCHL. Wayne, you got a good word for us today, I hope.
No. Have I ever let you down, Ron Boy?
No, I don't think you have. You are always reliable.
Lying through his teeth on a Monday morning.
Yes,
well, let's
I
go
am.
Down the let's go down the exotic road this morning, shall we? The strange, the unusual. The word of the day is chatelaine. Chatelaine. C as in cat. C H A T. C as in Tom. E L A I N E. C H A T E L A I N E. Oh, I'm all choked up back on the radio with Ron Stutt. Chatelaine. You got any idea what this word's all about, Russ?
No clue.
Well, frankly, neither did I. The wife of a Castellan, I guess that means somebody from Castile in Spain, the mistress of a chateau, the mistress of a household, or a large establishment. And are you ready for this? The third definition, or the fourth, or the fifth, I've lost track. A clasp, or a hook, or a watch, purse, or a bunch of keys. Now, is that a Monday morning word to confuse the world or not?
It's certainly versatile.
I'll give you that. Chatelaine, C-H-A-T-E-L-A-I-N-E. It's a noun. Ron, enjoy that while it wiggles in front of you.
Hey, thanks very much, buddy. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. We'll give you an opportunity next hour to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. WCHL, time for the clean joke of the day. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford.
How are you doing, Ron?
Just fantastic.
I feel like I can't really start my day unless I ask you.
Unless you ask me how
I'm doing. Unless I find out how you're doing.
You can just always assume that I'm doing fine.
I feel like I should give you little signs you can put up in the window, like, today Ron is feeling okay, just fine, fabulous, great, don't mess with me, you know, so we can all gauge.
Yeah, we need something to signify that.
Exactly,
like
kind of like code
colors,
yellow,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
Code red, code orange, yeah. You know, code green.
I think
green.
People will probably tell when they walk by the window.
True, just how, you know, arm flailing is going on.
I'm usually in a pretty positive mood.
You are. Very true. Got to stay positive.
Yeah.
And on that note, we have a positive joke for the day from Mae McClendon.
Good. I'm positive this will be good.
Yes.
If it's from Mae McClendon.
Joke. Yes.
One of the most positive people I know.
It's very true. So an out-of-towner drove his car into a ditch in a desolated area.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, a local farmer came to help with his big, strong horse named Buddy.
Uh-huh.
He hitched Buddy up to the car and yelled, "Pull, Nelly, pull." Buddy didn't move. Then the farmer hollered, "Pull, Buster, pull." Buddy didn't respond.
Buster.
Once more, the farmer commanded, "Pull, Coco, pull." Nothing. Then the farmer nonchalantly said, "Pull, Buddy, pull." And the horse easily dragged the car out of the ditch. The motorist, while very appreciative, was also very curious.
I bet.
And he asked the farmer why he called his horse by the wrong name 3 times. The farmer said, "Oh, you see, Buddy's blind. And if he thought he was the only one pulling, he wouldn't even try." Teamwork. Even if imaginary, I guess, goes a long way.
Exactly right. Hey, that's good. I like that.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Have a good day.
You too.
I'm General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes 500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 65 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open to business.